And one of the questions that I got asked as well is, what is the most common issue with achieving a good co-parenting relationships? Because I know you speak about parents and kids, and I know you also do a little bit of, you know, parent to parents.
Yes, well, the most important part of co-parenting is actually for the parents to be able to communicate well with each other. So this PET course helps parents to communicate openly and honestly with each other their needs and what they would like, and then also to have the children be involved in them being able to communicate to the parents their feelings, their emotions, and just for parents to find solutions, practical solutions that will work for the different households. Because with co-parenting, it's different rules at the different houses. The parents might not always agree on how they want to raise their kids, but these skills will help you to be able to communicate your needs, your values, and how to find solutions that will work for both.
Because I mean, there's already a tenseness anyway from a
Yes.
breakup, no matter what it
Yes.
is. So to
Absolutely.
pull together after that, and then, you know, is a bit of an issue.
Yes, and also to keep in mind that you both want the best for your child or children. So it's in everybody's best interest if there can be open, honest communication, respect, and to be able to find solutions to
Yeah, and get
problems.
past the tenseness. You know, I think we all
Yes.
sometimes need a little bit of a nudge
Yeah,
to get back on track.
and to know how to deal with conflict effectively so that it doesn't hurt the relationship, but the relationship, whether it's between the parents or between the parents and the kids, so that the relationships are still saved, even though we might not agree on everything.
Yes. It's always a way around everything. It's just sitting down
Yes,
and sort of getting it out.
absolutely.
If I could ask another one as well, I know you've touched on this a little bit, but it's what is the most effective form of communication between a parent and a child?
I would say, but it's not just what I say, it's also what this PET course says, listening. I would say listening would be the most important communication skill there is. And I truly believe there's a reason why we were born with two ears and one
I
mouth.
love that.
It's I do believe with my whole heart that it's to remind us to listen more and speak less. To be able to really listen, to try and understand the other person's point of view, and to show that understanding and acceptance. I might not agree with what you say, but for me to show you that I'm trying to understand you and I'm not just listening to respond. So that for me is the most important skill.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different views as well. I mean, we're not perfect. For me as well, I mean, with Jordan's dad, there's so many things I found wrong about him, but you know what? He has those one or two things where I go, okay, I'm so glad I listened to that, or I shut up long enough to hear
Yes.
because it changed my viewpoint or made me go, okay, cool, I get where you're coming from.
Yes, and also with our kids as well. For them to know that we as parents are trying to understand them. We might not always fully understand them because they might not always understand themselves. And emotions, especially for a young child, can be very confusing. So, us trying to understand them, we call it the language of acceptance. To really communicate that you are accepting of their emotions. You might not always accept the behavior, but the emotions are okay.
Those reactions, especially when they start to talk now, you know. I mean, there's certain words Jordan can't say, and she gets frustrated, and there's a tantrum, and it's, you know, it's the way she reacts is obviously not always amazing with the tantrums in the like middle of the grocery store, but it's just the frustration you can see that's just so genuine, and you need to be able to just you know, the calming aspect, seeing that you instantly become calm, you try and help her.
And there's a saying also that says, to feel understood is to feel loved.
Yeah.
So if I can show my child that I'm understanding of her emotions, she or he is going to feel loved.
Yeah.
And it will give them that safe space to be able to deal with whatever emotion they are facing.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree with that all the way. A lot of people are as well. I see a lot of people have been saying, listen, listen, listen. How do I learn to listen? How do I do this? How do I do that? Because sometimes you just don't know what to do. You know, you just, you react to the first thing that you see, and it's, you know, it sort of muzzles your child. Doesn't give them the space. So it's nice to hear you guys do a little bit of that, a little bit of everything as well.
Yes, we do a lot of that. Actually, we the course is divided into 8 weeks, so we basically use two full sessions, two full weeks to just focus on the listening skill.
Sure.
To really help you practice it.
Yeah.
We do role plays in the group sessions where you can practice it in a safe space and then go home, practice it a little bit more at home, come back and come and give feedback. Did it work? Did it not work? What are you struggling with? And then continue practicing it so that you really, when you walk out of here after your 8 weeks, you feel equipped.
Yeah.
You know how to do it. You've tried it. You've practiced it.
You know it works then.
And you know it works. Yeah.
I've also seen a lot of, I mean, I get a lot of questions from a whole lot of different angles. And one of them is, how do you achieve a good co-parenting relationship with your child's step-parent from both sides? That's quite a good one, I should say.
Yes. I think there, again, the listening is very important, but also to have respect for the position that the step-parent is taking in. When your child is not with you and it's with the other parent and the step parent, we need to understand each other, but we also need to respect each other, and also each other respect each other's values. We might not agree on everything, but respect goes a long way. And to be able to communicate openly and honestly, and just accept each other for the different human beings that we are. And to be able to figure out how to deal with value collisions. We talk a lot about that as well in the sessions, where you learn how to deal with different values. If we don't have the same values, maybe we don't believe in the same things. But we still have a common interest, which is the child.
Exactly. I think everything falls into place if they have that same common interest, which is the child, not the drama around with the different values. It all sort of just falls into place, I think.
Absolutely.